The Vietnam War, it's over.
Your job just begun.
A new HBO original limited series.
Welcome to the world of Spycraft. Strap in.
From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr.
What are you concealing?
Based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel by Viet Thanh Nguyen.
What if I told you that I was a communist spy?
How did you become this?
The Sympathizer, streaming April 14th on Max. Subscription required.
What's up, loves? Welcome to Self Care in Real Life, a podcast where we obsess over giving you the tools that you need to choose happiness and create more joyful moments. I am your host, best-selling author and lifestyle blogger, Ty Alexander, and I'm basically your new wellness hype girl, so welcome to the party. Before we take a deep dive into today's episode, I want to remind you to be sure to rate, review, and subscribe on iTunes if you've enjoyed the podcast so far. You can also head over to our Patreon, which is patreon.com/selfcareIRL. There you can sign up for our exclusive membership community, which is filled with gems that I have curated just for you to help you cultivate those life-shifting healing experiences. So let's get right into today's episode. When a romantic relationship ends, you can expect, you know, a fair amount of sympathy from your friends and family. But when a friendship ends, it certainly feels to me that usually Instagram notices first, right? Like you'll get random people starting to message you with the, are you and so-and-so good? Like, are y'all still friends? But your actual circle of friends may not even notice. Or if they do, they might want to avoid the awkward conversation that follows after they ask about said former friend, especially if you're mutual friends with people, right? Folks get really weird about this sort of thing. Also, you and I are folks. But because even though friendships are really essential to our well-being, we just fail to give them the attention that they deserve. So in this episode, you and I are going to discuss the things that we can do to help heal our friendships after they end. If you're angry or upset because friendships are over, grab a seat and your notebook and let's deal with your feelings and move on. But first, let's put a few things into perspective. Like, number one, how about we embrace the change? This is very top tier for your self-care in general, but for your friendships, it is a must. Because friendships will, you know, naturally bloom or just fade away as you move from one stage of life to the next, friendships ending isn't always a big deal or a bad thing. We have to learn how to celebrate life and your progress, even when it means moving into new circles. I am a get my groceries delivered kind of gal, right? But during the pandemic, I realized just how expensive it can be. Then I discovered Thrive Market. It is an online membership-based market that offers everything from food to cleaning supplies to skincare. They carry all of my favorite organic brands like Banza, Kind, and Simple Mills, and they even have my favorite snack, Justin's Peanut Butter Cups. I like that Thrive Market offers organic food at a reasonable price, but it also offers so much more whether you shop low sugar, keto, gluten-free, or you prioritize zero waste or Black-owned brands. You can find what you're looking for immediately with their filter tools. Can your grocery store do that? Now it can when you go to thrivemarket.com/TY. Join today to get 40% off your first order and a free gift. That's thrivemarket.com/TY to get 40% off your first order and a free gift. thrivemarket.com/TY. The second thing to put into perspective is your patterns. spot your patterns. There's a popular TikTok that I love. It lives kind of rent-free in my head, right? Is it me? Am I the drama? No, I'm not the drama. But let's be honest with ourselves and the people who love us. Be honest about your role and how your relationships end or ending if it's multiple, right? Actually be honest about your role in the relationship and how it flourishes. What are you doing or not doing to maintain the friendships? Maybe you'll handle things a little differently if you really think about your patterns. The next thing is acknowledge the conflict. Y'all really got to stop acting like conflict isn't a normal human experience. Also, I am y'all. But I also won't ignore the fact, right, that some relationships, they kind of need an ending. Like, it's a wise choice. It's the best choice. It needs an ending. But sometimes we really do lose valuable relationships, like really valuable 20, 30 year friendships that mean the world to us simply because we're afraid to address sensitive issues. It could be a one-off. It could be a thing that you've been, you know, hoarding. You know, maybe it's an issue that happened in your 30s and now your 40s and you never said anything and now it's bubbled up and now you resent the person and now the friendship is over. When if you had of, okay, addressed the conflict when it happened, would you still be ending the relationship? That's always my question. This will help you resurrect your friendships. At the very least, you will be very prepared for the next challenge of conflict. The fourth thing that I want you to put in perspective is memories. Please cherish your memories. It is really okay. Like, it is totally okay to just remember the happy times, even if you stop hanging out together. All of the concerts you crashed, all of the brunches and happy hours, they can still hold a really special space in your heart. They happen. Those moments happened. And it was a joy then. Please hold on to those funny stories and favorite photos with care. Discarding them can leave you feeling a little resentment, which turns into bitterness. You know where I'm going. Please hold on to those funny stories and those favorite photos with care. The next thing that I need you to do is to think objectively. It could be that maybe, just maybe, you are taking things a little too personally. Try to put things into perspective and see the friendship with a lot more clarity. You may realize that you have done nothing that you need to regret. Again, sometimes things need an ending, and they do end. Because I wanted to show up for myself and be consistent, I would always go to the gym early in the morning. But then came uterus pain. If you know, you know, check out episodes 28, 29, and 30. But movement for me took a backseat to more pressing health issues. So after my hysterectomy, I knew I needed to get back on track with my fitness. So I've been using MyFitnessPal. I know you might think it's just for counting calories, but not only does it teach you about nutrition, it also teaches about fitness and helps create habits that really stick. And we all need that kind of accountability in our lives. Ever since I've been using the food analysis feature with MyFitnessPal premium membership, I've been able to see exactly what foods are really good for me and which ones are not. I've been feeling really good about my journey, and I even reached my goal of 3 pounds lost before the start of this new year. MyFitnessPal does way more than count calories. And for a limited time, they are offering listeners 3 months of their premium membership for free. If you're already a member, no problem. You can still claim this offer. Get your premium membership by going to selfcareirl.myfitnesspal.com and use the code selfcareirl to get 3 months for free. That's selfcareirl.myfitnesspal.com. PAL.com, code SELFCAREIRL. That's selfcareirl.myfitnesspal.com. The last thing that I want you to put in perspective is counseling. Ooh, chile. I want you to consider therapy, even if friendships ending isn't really your pain point right now. Everyone needs and deserves a space to freely dump their emotions and feelings. And when I say dump, I mean you need a brave space to irrationally let go of things that you don't understand, aren't ready to understand, or completely understand and know that it's too heavy of a lift for you. A big sign of needing therapy is if time has passed and you're still feeling distressed, baby, it is time for you to speak with a professional therapist. They can help you get to the bottom of what's really bothering you. And most importantly, beloved, oh my beloved, it will help you change your behavior. Okay, so now that we have a lot of things, like we got a gang of things into perspective, let's talk about our path to healing, right? What are those steps? What does that look like? So number one, I need you to seek support. And I say this all of the time, and I feel like y'all don't be listening, but whatever. Also, I am y'all. Like, let's be real. But you do not have to suffer in silence. Please let your family and your friends, let them know what you're going through. Let them know that you are going through a difficult time. Figure out what you need. And this really does go back. This goes back to you being honest with yourself. And then tell them how they can help you. Once you figure out what you need, tell them how they can help you. That could be you need someone to listen to you. You know, maybe you want to vent. Maybe you want to recap what happened, what went wrong. You want to unpack some things. Maybe you need them not to always chat about said former friend in a way that changes your energy. Whatever you do, just be honest with the people in your circle and ask for support. The second thing I want you to do is to continue to pursue your interest, right? Don't let the pain of an ending friendship lead you to forget the things that make you happy, right? This is also a very beginning to-do task. Don't let this one become a crutch for you. Because while I do believe that while you're figuring out, it's okay to fill them with, you know, activities that bring you joy and happiness, I don't want it necessarily to be a distraction for you. And these things can really be as simple as, you know, redecorating your living room or volunteering at an animal shelter or maybe even signing up for a DJ class like I did. No, but signing up for an adult education class and, you know, learn something new or even donating your membership fee to the gym to something else. Like, stop donating that fee to the gym and really go to the gym. There's a thing. Also, I'm talking to myself right now. I'm sorry, guys. Next, I want you to make some new friends. Because what I have learned and what I know to be true is that investing too much into a single relationship really neglects the other friendships that you are participating in. While you heal, you can also use this time to expand your professional and personal networks. Like, get to know some other people. Okay, so number four is a top tier activity. It's what we're all about, and it's practice self-care, mainly with the food we intake. Listen, I know I love a good fresh donut. Like, I go down to the Shoppers and get me a fresh glazed donut. It does something to my soul. And a piece of apple pie with sweet vanilla ice cream is always a good idea. But emotionally eating cannot keep putting us in this chokehold. We have to avoid drowning our sorrows in junk food and taking long naps. Actually, take the nap, beloved. But while you heal, remember that carrots and zucchinis and other healthy things in the food chain is a better choice. Now is the time to add those tiny joys and create healthy habits into your schedule. So listen, pull your phone out if you're not on your phone. Get into your notes app and write down or jot down or type out, whatever. Make a list of all the things, all the tiny things, not the big things, not the I want to go on vacation and not the big things. Make a list of the tiny joys that you know that you can do on a regular basis to maintain your self-care, to maintain your sanity, really. For me, I love a good television series. I'm going to binge the whole thing. I want to watch it from start to finish. I want to escape into someone else's world. That brings me a little tiny joy, right? So think about the things that bring you tiny joys and schedule them into your daily routines. You know, some days I have the time, but a lot of days I just don't have the energy, you know, to tackle my to-do list, to practice self-care, or even just to get out of the bed in the morning. I want to wake up with energy every day, so I've been trying Theses. Theses makes personalized supplement formulas that are specifically designed to boost cognitive function. It's based in the science of nootropics, which are natural and powerful ingredients like caffeine, ginseng, and B12. These ingredients increase productivity, focus, energy, and mental clarity. My Theses formula has been giving me the motivation to accomplish all of my really big goals that I have for 2022. And I wake up energized and excited to accomplish them all day by day. Right now, Theses is offering our listeners 10% off your first starter kit when you visit takethesis.com/tie. Go to takethesis.com/tie to take the quiz and discover your unique nootropic combination and save 10% on your first starter kit. That's takethesis.com/tie. Make sure you use this URL to let them know that we sent you. Number 5 is clear away any reminders. Now, I know I just said don't do this. I did. I really did. I know I did. But if your pain is deep, and I mean like deep, deep, like you can't concentrate, it is consuming your time, it is completely okay, right, for you to temporarily remove the pictures and the objects that remind you of former friend. This might serve you in a way that will jumpstart your healing. Box them up and put them away in a closet or in the spare bedroom. And then when you are ready, and only when you are ready, you can bring them back out. But it's only when you're feeling more stable, maybe after therapy. A few therapy sessions will help you kind of, again, bring clarity to the moment, bring clarity to the friendship, bring clarity to your feelings and your emotions, okay? So I know I'm giving you a few contradicting messages, but it depends on what stage of your healing that you're in. And so if you are in pain, like you just can't, again, you just can't stop thinking about it. You keep replaying the moment of disaster over and over again. You know, that argument that you guys had, you keep replaying it. You keep talking about it. You just keep. Girl, beloved. Okay. And it's time to box them up and put them away in the closet with a spare bedroom. Number six. I want you to write a letter. Now, y'all know I love to write. I'm an author, duh. So writing is one of my favorite things to do. But journaling, which is kind of the art of, for me, is the art of brain dumping my emotions and my feelings, because I firmly believe that they need a place to live outside of my head, right? And I have learned through the years that putting your thoughts down on a piece of paper, or even your notes app, whatever platform is helpful to you, I've learned that it is a safe, and it's a brave and effective. It's a really effective way to face what has happened, what is happening, you know. It's a really effective way to embrace the change. And it will bring a certain level of clarity to a moment that you can't do just in your head, right? Like you need that outlet. You need that firm piece of paper, that your favorite pen or pencil or whatever, to really bring the moment out of your head and on to the paper. Most importantly for me, it helps me to let go of the past. Try to focus on, like, focus on what you can learn from the experience rather than, you know, making excuses or pointing the finger. You can mail it to your former friend, but you gotta mail it without an expected reply. Like, if you do happen to say, okay, I think my friend needs to see this, just send it and let it go, right? Because honestly, you usually can accomplish so much more by just keeping the letter to yourself instead of mailing it. Because again, this is for your healing, not for theirs. And the last thing that I want you to do, and listen, this is a 10 out of 10 would recommend everyone to do, and that is be gracious. And honestly, we all can stand to be a little more gracious in general, every day, all the time, necessary, right? And I know that in these, you know, friendship woes, if you will, I don't know what you want to call them, but when friendships are on the outs, right? Like, it's really tempting to make, you know, unkind, sassy, shady remarks to your mutual friends, or even post, you know, negative comments on social media. I think the kids call it subtweeting. I don't know. Wait, do we even say that anymore? Anyway, whatever. You will heal way faster if you resist the pettiness that resides in us all. Because if this is the end, like if this is really the end, like we're putting a nail on it, we are burying it deep down in the ocean, right? This is the end. Just go ahead and wish your former friend well and prepare to create and bring a joyful, happy future to your world. In my big old age of 45, yes, kids, she is 45. I have learned over the years that you will gain and lose a gang of friends, like a whole lot of them. We have to remember, change, embrace it. Each relationship that you are blessed to participate in should and can help make you better and smarter and kinder and wiser. Saying goodbye to a friend can be an opportunity to honor the role that they played in your life, but at that time. Let's learn how to cultivate new and deeper connections, even if new and deep is with the same person. Thank you so much for joining me today. I am incredibly grateful for our connection. Thank you for leaning into these hard conversations with me. And a special thank you to those of you who are faithfully listening and supporting the podcast each week. If you'd like to continue our conversations or you just have a story to share, please consider joining our community. You can log on to patreon.com/selfcareIRL. That's patreon.com/selfcareIRL. And if you enjoyed and loved this episode, do me a favor and submit your review on iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, just wherever you are listening to me today. Also, I kind of think you like me, like we go together or something. So go ahead and subscribe to the podcast so you can be the first to get new episodes each and every Sunday. And I want to encourage you to share this episode on your IG stories, Twitter, Facebook. Just do your girl a favor and share it so we can keep the conversation going. And when you do share it, make sure you tag me. I am at Ty Alexander and at SelfcareIRL. Again, thank you so much for listening to me today. And until next time, toodles. Hey.